Greetings from the Audible Local Ledger, and welcome to the latest installment of the Ledger Jazz Artist Spotlight, bringing you the musical stylings and life stories of history's greatest jazz artists. Tonight we profile the brilliant jazz and soul vocalist, Al Jarreau. The Audible Local Ledger provides volunteer readings of news, information, and entertainment to the blind and the print impaired, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Content like the Jazz Artist Spotlight wouldn't be possible without the continued support of our listeners and donors. If you're interested in donating to our tax-deductible nonprofit or volunteering to become a reader to the blind and print impaired for 90 minutes per week, please call 508-539-2030 or visit the audiblelocalledger.org website. Tonight's Spotlight was voiced, edited, and musically curated by Eric Joseph, Executive Director of the Audible Local Ledger. That's me. Now, without any further ado, lean back, chill out, and enjoy the unique song stylings of Mr. Al Jarreau. You found a word.
Time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time, still I know all eyes are for me. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile is rushed too discreet to send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Well, you look good, offer a light. You start a little conversation, now it's all right. When you take it by. Take a little time out with me, the pretty baby, take five. You stop your busy day and take the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by. You stay, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime, and lots of time, still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingles down to my feet, when you smile, I'm rushing to speed, it's suddenly gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess, am I on you? You know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Will you take her? Where do we say? Guess a pantomime and out of time. Still, I know what I'm down for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smackers went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a chugging, it could be all so bad. Take five. Come take five. Come take five. Listen to the things, listen to the words, listen to the things. I told her, ooh, sweet thing, you take a little bit of time, baby. Told her, ooh, sweet thing, could you take a little bit of time, honey? We can play around, we can fool around, we can jump down, fool around, play around. We can do it up.
Good evening. I began with that number because it's one of my favorite Al Jarreau songs, and it is the song that introduced me to this wonderful artist. My name's Eric. I'll be giving you a brief biography in between long bouts of Mr. Jarreau's music, which is far more interesting to listen to than me droning on about the different artists he's played with. But we do want to give you some information and some of the reading part of what we do for the blind here. So we'll give a little bit of his biography. Alwin Lopez Jarreau was born on March 12th of 1940. And unfortunately passed away at a fairly young age, February 12th, 2017. He was an American singer and musician. His 1981 album, Breakin' Away, spent 2 years on the Billboard 200. It was considered one of the finest examples of the Los Angeles pop and R&B sound. The album won Jarreau the 1982 Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. In all, he won seven Grammy Awards, and was nominated for over a dozen more during his career. Jarreau also sang the theme song of the 1980s television series Moonlighting, and was among the performers of the 1985 charity song We Are the World. Here's one of his earliest songs that represents more of the jazz flavor than the pop and R&B he became so well known for. Here is Spain, I Can Recall.
Yesterday, just a photograph of yesterday, and all its edges folded, and the corners faded sepia brown,
and yet it's all I have of our past love. A postscript to its ending. Brighter days, I can see such brighter days, when every song we sang is sung again. And now we know this time it's for good. And we'll love us once again. And you're near me.
I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of brown on the ground. In Spain, I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow. December, the leaves are brown on the ground. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. I can't bring all my desire, every memory is on fire, and I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, I get a kick every time. History. Your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody, and we live again as if dreaming. The sound of our hearts beat like castanets, and forever we'll know their meaning. I can't bring on my desire.
say, I get a kick and I'm here to say, dear Spain. Whoa, yeah, yeah.
Al Jarreau was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on March 12th of 1940, the fifth of six children. His father was a Seventh-day Adventist church minister and singer, and his mother was a church pianist. Jarreau and his family sang together in church concerts and in benefits, and Jarreau and his mother performed at PTA meetings. Jarreau was student council president and Badger Boys state delegate for Lincoln High School. At Boys State, he was elected governor. Jarreau went on to attend Ripon College, where he also sang with a group called the Indigos. He graduated in 1962 with a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology. 2 years later, in 1964, he earned a master's degree in vocational rehabilitation from the University of Iowa. Jarreau also worked as a rehabilitation counselor in San Francisco and moonlighted with a jazz trio headed by George Duke. In 1967, he joined forces with acoustic guitarist Julio Martinez. The duo became the star attraction at a small Sausalito nightclub called Gatsby's. This success contributed to Jarreau's decision to make professional singing his life and full-time career. And now, from his early years, here's a song that was a jazz standard. His interpretation is unique. Here's Since I Fell for You.
When you just give love and never get love, you better let love depart. I know so, and still I know I can't get you out. You made me leave my happy home. You took my love, and now you're gone. Since I fell. My life has been such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same.
In 1968, Giroux made jazz his primary occupation. In 1969, he and Martinez headed south, where Giroux appeared at Dino's, The Troubadour, and Bitter End West. Television exposure came from Johnny Carson, Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, Dinah Shore, and David Frost. He expanded his nightclub appearances, performing at the Improv between the acts of such rising stars as Bette Midler, Jimmy Walker, and John Belushi. During this period, he became involved with the United Church of Religious Science and the Church of Scientology. Also, roughly at the same time, he began writing his own lyrics, finding that his Christian spirituality began to influence his work. In 1975, Giroux was working with pianist Tom Canning when he was spotted by Warner Brothers Records. Soon he released his critically acclaimed debut album, We Got By, which catapulted him to international fame and won an Echo Award, which is the German equivalent of the Grammys in the U.S. On Valentine's Day 1976, he sang on the 13th episode of NBC's Saturday Night Live, that week hosted by Peter Boyle. A second Echo Award would follow with the release of his second album, Glow. In 1978, he won his first Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Performance for his album, Look to the Rainbow. From that amazing album, Look to the Rainbow, here's Letter Perfect.
Red down sunset.
One of Giroux's most commercially successful albums is Breaking Away, which includes the hit song, We're in This Love Together. He won the 1982 Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance for Breaking Away. In 1983, he released Giroux. It was his third consecutive number one album on the Billboard Jazz charts, while also placing at number 4 on the R&B album charts and number 13 on the Billboard 200. The album contained 3 hit singles, Mornin', Boogie Down, and Trouble in Paradise. In 1984, the album received 4 Grammy Award nominations, including for Jay Graydon as Producer of the Year, Non-Classical. And now, from that album, here's Mornin'. In 1984, his single, After All, reached number 69 on the U.S. Hot 100 chart, number 26 on the R&B chart. It was especially popular in the Philippines. His last big hit was the Grammy-nominated theme to the 1980s American television show, Moonlighting, for which he wrote the lyrics. Among other things, he was well known for his extensive use of scat singing, as you've heard in this hour, for which he was called an acrobat of scat, and vocal percussion. He was also a featured vocalist on USA for Africa's We Are the World, in which he sang the line, "And so we all must lend a helping hand." Another charitable media event, HBO's Comic Relief featured him in a duet with Natalie Cole, singing the song Mr. President, written by Joe Sterling, Mike Loveless, and Ray Reach. And now, here's After All by Al Jarreau.
To hold you, I will be the one.
Giroux took an extended break from recording in the 1990s. As he explained in an interview with Jazz Review, "I was still touring. In fact, I toured more than I ever had in the past, so I kept in touch with my audience. I got my symphony program underway, which included my music and that of other people too, and I performed on the Broadway production of Grease. I was busier than ever. For the most part, I was doing what I've always done, perform live. I was shopping for a record deal and was letting people know that there's a new album coming. I was just waiting for the right label, Verve, but I toured more than ever." In 2003, Giroux and conductor Larry Baird collaborated on symphony shows around the United States, with Baird arranging additional orchestral material for Giroux's shows. Giroux toured and performed with Joe Sample, Chick Corea, Kathleen Battle, Gregor Precht, Miles Davis, George Duke, David Sanborn, Rick Braun, and George Benson. He also performed the role of the Teen Angel in a 1996 Broadway production of Grease. On March 6, 2001, he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. At 7083 Hollywood Boulevard, on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea Avenue. In 2006, Giroux appeared in a duet with American Idol finalist Paris Bennett during the Season 5 finale and on Celebrity Duets, singing with actor Cheech Marin. In 2009, children's author Carmen Rubin published the story Ashti Meets Birdman Al, inspired by Giroux's music. In 2010, Giroux was a guest on a Yumir Deodato album with the song Double Face, written by Giroux, Deodato, and Nicolosi. The song was produced by the Italian company Nicolosi Productions. On February 16, 2012, Giroux was invited to the famous Italian Festival de Sanremo to sing with the Italian group Mattia Bazar. Now, from that period in his life, here is Teach Me Tonight.
Very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so?
As for Giroux's personal life, he was married twice. Giroux and Phyllis Hall were married from 1964 until their divorce in 1968. Giroux's second wife, Susan Elaine Player, died in 2019. She was born in 1954 and was 14 years his junior. They were married from 1977 until his death in 2017, and they had a son. It was reported on July 23rd of 2010 that Giroux was critically ill at a hospital in France after performing in Barcelonnette and was being treated for respiratory problems and cardiac arrhythmias. He was conscious, in a stable condition, and in the cardiology unit of La Timone Hospital in Marseille, the Marseille Hospital Authority said, and he remained there for about a week for tests. In June of 2012, Giroux was diagnosed with pneumonia, which caused him to cancel several concerts in France. Giroux made a full recovery and continued to tour extensively for the next 5 years until February of 2017. On February 8th of 2017, after being hospitalized for exhaustion in Los Angeles, Giroux canceled his remaining 2017 tour dates. On that date, the Montreux Jazz Academy, which is part of the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, announced that Giroux would not return as a mentor to 10 young artists, as he had done in 2015. On February 12th of 2017, Giroux died of respiratory failure at the age of 76, just 2 days after announcing his retirement and 1 month before his 77th birthday. He's interred in the Forest Lawn Memorial Park, Hollywood Hills, not far from George Duke. Here's We Got By from his early years.
Oh, I hardly had a belly full. Never knew a new bicycle. Hand me down books and shoes. They brought the Yuletides in July. I rode a bus, a train, sometimes strolling for miles to a movie show, singing the song Shoo-be-doo, while birds and rich folks flew right on by. But we got by. We got by, we got by, Lord knows we got by. Winter wishes wait till June, we brighten July with that hot dog fun. Tell your mama you're with Sue, baby. You bring some beans and I will find the wine. Them neon lights will brighten too. And sneaking back home with this girl angel, I hurried down to say I do. And instead my first man shouted in the eye. Oh, but we got back. We got by. Oh, we got by. Lord knows we got by. Sometimes I sing. Got a belly full, y'all, and finally that bicycle, working, praying June to June, and mama's got LA gleaming in her eye. Oh, we got that, we got that. Oh, I know we got back. See, we kept on
loving and tugging and hugging and rubbing and sugging and bugging, laying, praying, swaying, lifting and fretting and getting, begetting, lying and flying and trying and dying and sighing.
And we'll finish out our reading with an interview that Mr. Giroux did with Jazz Times just a few days before he passed. Al Giroux is a master of rhythms from around the world. His bag of sounds and improvisations is informed by a host of influences, music of the church in Africa and Brazil, for example, administered with a taste of funk. He can take you on a magic carpet ride high above the maddening static of tweets, cell phones, and digital overload. I felt this up close in January of 2015 at the Thelonious Monk Institute International Jazz Competition in Los Angeles. Al was a judge, and when we met, I began the process of arranging an interview for Voices in Jazz. No small task, given his schedule. We witnessed a special competition that afternoon, won by New Jersey native Jazmaya Horn. That evening, Al performed a magical rendition of Michael Jackson's Human Nature. It was pure Giroux, and it continues to echo in my dreams. Months later, after much back and forth, Al and I connected again. We talked and laughed for over an hour. Wisdom and great stories poured from his lips. I felt I was in the presence of a sage. I learned about his history and how he developed one of the most original voices in jazz. I'm proud to share this conversation with you. Sadly, on February 7th, of 2017, Al canceled his remaining live dates and announced his retirement from touring via his website. The statement read, Al Giroux in the hospital in L.A. due to exhaustion. He's thankful for his 50 years of traveling the world in ministry through music and for everyone who shared this with him, his faithful audience, the dedicated musicians, and so many others who supported his effort. It's worth noting here that as this interview was published on the 12th, which happened to be the day that Mr. Giroux died, that it's very likely this was one of the last interviews that he did as a retrospective of his life. Rosanna Vitro was the interviewer. What's your earliest memory of music? Mr. Giroux. Sitting on the bench by my mom singing in church, I could feel my heart's echograms, and it proved that music's immediate. I could feel it. I'm always listening to my body. Rhythm and the creative source are put into our lives. Singing's like painting. It's deep in your core, your message, and it starts early. If it ain't music, people need to find something they love to do and then do it for free. Something that floats a boat, that completes their life, that makes it right. Even knitting or sewing. Find something that makes you enjoy life. Well, the interviewer, what touched you? How early did you know you wanted to be a singer? Al. Always, as soon as I could remember singing Jesus Loves Me. Interviewer, I know your mom was a pianist and your dad was a Seventh-day Adventist preacher. How much of an influence were your parents on your music? Al. Everyone sang in the house. My sisters played piano, but not seriously. I was a baseball guy, but at 19 years old, I gave it up. I was a free spirit, but didn't study music. I sang in doo-wop quartets. I loved singing the bass lines. I was always singing in junior high school. I sang in big choirs with 90 singers, tunes like Red Sails in the Sunset. I learned everything by ear. Interviewer, how'd you master your percussive rhythms and those original sounds? In 1965, I was a rehab counselor in the Bay Area, and I'd sing at night, but I wasn't good at being a rehab counselor. It was too rigid. I felt like I was an ordinary singer, not original, not like a young Tony Bennett or Diana Krall. In 64 through 65, I began delving deep into Afro-Cuban rhythms, the music of Tito Puente and Cal Jotter. But when I heard the music, melodies, and rhythms from Brazil, God, I fell in love. Here's a story. I was in a shoemaker's store to have a new belt made. You'll never believe, a man came over to me, and it was Sergio Mendes. Oh, my goodness, one of my heroes. I could never get enough of Brazil 66, the melodies, the changes, their rhythms. I loved Astro Gilberto. She was amazing, so beautiful, but so simple. As a singer, you have to remember the lesson that's in your story. Minimal works. In 1965, I started singing with the George Duke Trio. I stood up in front of that trio for 5 years at the Half Note in San Francisco. Music was great, and I loved my dear friend, but I decided it was time to go my own. I wanted to work with only solo guitar, so it was guitar, me, my cabasa shaker, a microphone, and a stand. I decided that a keyboard, drums, and bass take up a whole lot of space. This was my opportunity to sing everything I was hearing and to experiment. It was a very formative and fertile period for my technique. I was listening to music all the time, all the Brazilian percussion. Interviewer, you were discovered shortly after this period, and you performed on Johnny Carson and Mike Douglas, many of the popular TV shows. What are your favorite memories from those days? Well, some of my favorite memories are working on We Got By, We're in This Love Together, Breaking Away, Blue Rondo a la Turk. Man, there was a lot of overdubbing there. I was touring and life was good. It was After All in 1984. That was a good year. 1986, I worked with my friend Nile Rodgers, who produced Ella's for Lover in New York at Skyline Studios. Interviewer, you performed with the greats, and one of my favorites was the late Joe Sample. What are your memories of Joe? Laughter, Al said. So much joyous laughter. Joe's personality and his approach to life, you can hear it in the music. You have to hear Joe's work on Children of the Sun with NDR Big Band. It was all about slaves and plantations in the Caribbean, and we toured together. I sang some Gershwin, Porgy and Bess. I miss Joe Sample. Question. What was it like when you gigged with Chick Corea? Al. Chick has a beautiful spirit. We connected. He's very serious with spiritual notions. He's very religious in his own way. The way he applies it, it's always about the possibility of people doing better. There's pure brilliance coming out of his hands. What are your thoughts on Miles Davis is the next question. Well, I know he listened all the time. He was about knowing the lyric. It's a message for singers. Find the message, and if you're a writer, use your language. He sang through his horn. Question. John Hendricks is the godfather of vocalese. What was it like to sing on John's historic album, Freddie the Freeloader? Editor's note, Godfather of Vocalese is also the title of a 1990 album by vocalist Eddie Jefferson. And Al's reply, John just called me up and asked, will you sing with Bobby McFerrin and George Benson? I memorized all the lyrics and the Miles solo. Yes, I learned it. I walked into the studio and we just recorded it. I only had a few fixes. It was all done by ear. Question, what do you look for in a band? Al. First, on piano, I need someone who knows simplicity and complexity, someone who listens well, a musician who can't find those delicious additional notes in the chord that bring you tears or make you jump up and dance. I love sophisticated chords around the melody, and like Bill Evans said, listen, always listen. On bass, I like an upright bass player, a cat who finds the root and is sensitive to the foundation. Of course, his timing has to be good, and again, listen, always listen. And the same for the drummer. Lots of chops, but they shouldn't forget they're accompanying. Feeling the foot tapping on the floor is fine, but we gotta get beyond just that. Support. As a master vocalist with years of service to the cause, do you have any advice for young singers? Sit down, shut up, and sing your song. Do it because you love it. If you don't love it, become a doctor. Sing because you love it, and you can't live without it. That concludes our Jazz Artist Spotlight for Al Jarreau. Hope you enjoyed it.